that by Korban Pesach, in a case where the meat became tamei, that if you make the zrika, but the yevid is kosher. Why is it kosher but the yevid? For Yiboy Yisrael, Rav Yomak Reb Yeshua. Rav goes not like Reb Nosam, like Reb Yeshua. Titanya Reb Yeshua Einer. Kol Azvachim Sheba Teru, all type of kabonis. Dein Shenitmu Bosom, whether the Bosom became tamei. The Chelub Kaim, and you have Chelub realm. Dein Shenitmu Chelub, whether the Amurim, the fats became tamei, you can't burn them. Or Bosom Kaim, but the meat is around. His Alocha Zorik Yisadam. This is Reb Yeshua Shitosai, that you have to have something, you can only have Zorik Yisadam, if there's something here, either Bosom, or else Chelub. What about a Nozir? The Yaisa Pesach. What about a Nozir or Korban Pesach? Nitmo Chelev. Let's say the Chelev became Tomei or Bosa Kayim is Zerik as Adam. You're allowed to make the Zerik as Adam. What about Nitmo Bosa, the Bosa of a Korban Pesach, or else of a Nozir became Tomei? The Chelev Kayim, even though the Chelev, the Amurim, is not Kayim, is not Tomei, still the din is Metchila ain't Zerik as Adam. Metchila like our Mishnah, you're not allowed to make the Zerik as Adam. But Yeshua says clearly, be in Zorak, Luitsu, the Kayin, made the Zrika on this Korban Pesach, even though the meat is Tomei, that the Bailam will not be able to eat the meat, still Hurtzer. Still for the Yevah, the Korban is kosher, and he doesn't have to bring a Korban Pesach, a Pesach Sheni. So you see clearly, the Yeshua also holds like this. So the kids are Rav holds like the Yeshua. Nithmu a Bailam b'mace. What happens if the Bailam became Tumas mace? Then lo Yizrik. Then don't make the Zrika Adam. The Yimzorak lo Hurtzer. And here, even with the Yevah Taka, the Zrika does not help. Even though the achila is not makiv, like we said before, gavra the chazal achila binim, you have to have such a person that the person would have been roi teeth. See if just the meat became tamei, but the person is still tor, then the carbon is a good carbon. Even though you can't eat, because the meat is tamei, but since you're a person that could eat the meat, it's called a good carbon. But here with the bailam, the owner of the carbon, he himself touched the mace. That he himself can eat the meat, he's not roi, then the korban is possum. As Zayvay Reb Yeshua holds, that the person has to be roi teat. Right. The Mokdoshim and Akans, the Mishnah says what by regular korbanos, it's not that way. That what, even though the meat is tamei, but as long as the chel of the Amurim is around, the korban is a good korban. So the Mara Mathisa Mani Reb Yeshua, where our Mishnah goes like Reb Yeshua that we had before. The Tani we learned before. Reb Yeshua Weimel. Kol Az Lachem Sheba Teru, all different types of korbanos, a korban chatas, a shlomim. Shenishtairo Mihem Kazayas Boser. If you have meat left over, at least the Kazayas meat that the Kohen could eat. Or a Kazayas Chelev, or else at least the Kazayas of fat left over that you will be able to make Aksarim. Is Alocha now Zerik Es Adam. Before Zrika, and the rest of it all got lost, it got burnt up. This is the only thing that's left over, you're allowed to make the Zrika. Because that's called something that's here. What about Kechatzi Zayas Boser, Kechatzi Zayas Chelev? Let's say all the meat and all the fats got lost. Only a chatzi zayis of the meat is left over, that the Kohanim eat. And a chatzi zayis of the fat is burnt on the mizbech is left over. That's not called an achila. Because you can't put the two together. The chelev, what do you do with it? You burn it on the mizbech. The boser who eats the Kohanim. So it's called two different achilas. Since each one is less than a kezayis, it's not called the kezayis is left over. It's called like there's no boser here. So according to Yeshua, ain't zorek es adam. Mashenkin uboilah. By a korban oila, then both are the same thing. Is afilu kechatzis zayis bosom, kechatzis zayis chelev, even though you only have a chatzis zayis meat left over, and a chatzis zayis fat left over, still, since by a korban oila, both of them is burnt on the mizbeach, so lemaisa, now you are burning the kezayis on the mizbeach. Therefore, the locher is zerik es adam. You're allowed to make this rik es adam. Nifnei shakula kolu, because by a korban oila, everything is burnt. So since you're burning fat and meat, so the mice, you're putting the kezayis on the mizbeach, that's called an achila. So that's called, you have dam and basar, therefore it's kosher. Ve'enachanami, if there's no chelev and no basar at all, Reb Yeshua Shitter is, you're not allowed to make this rik as a dam. Over mincha, afa pisha kula kayemis. But the mincha, even though everything is still here, still lo yizrik. Still you can't make this rik as a dam. For the Gemara, mincha mayavirite, who's talking about a mincha here? We're talking about zvachim now. What does the melachas have to do here? Omer Rav Papa meant to say like this, that in the case where you had your korban, and you have the blood here still, but the whole rest of the animal got burnt up, there's nothing here. So it's saying now, according to Rabbi Yeshua, you're not going to make the Zrika Saddam. What about this was a korban that had to have a mincha with it also? And the mincha is still here. Do you consider the mincha like there's something to be burnt also? That's the Kiddush of Raisam. That mincha is nesachim. We're talking about a mincha that comes because of this korban. So, Salka, I would have thought, kivun, the koasti mikoyach zevach, since this is a korban, that the din of this korban is, you're supposed to bring a mincha with it. So I would have thought, kiguf for the zevach domin, that the mincha you bring after the korban is considered like the korban. So even though the whole korban got burnt up, and all you have left now is just the dam, is still here, and the mincha. So I would have thought that according to Yeshua, you're allowed to make this rikas adam. Why? Because you have the mincha left over. Kamashmullah, no. That you does have to have something from the korban itself. Either the chelev or the basar. But the mincha doesn't help. For the Gemara, chelev minolan. How do I know that chelev is enough? The pasuk before said according to Yeshua, the yasi soilosecha habasar v'yadam. So the pasuk says habasar. Maybe you does have to have meat left over that the kohen could eat. How do you know chelev to burn the fat is enough? The Pasuk says, is you could almost make a Torah just with the fat alone. That makes the Rech Nichoyach. It's a deal. Chelev Avo Pishen Bosom. That you grab a mole, you're only burning the chelev even though there's no boss around, even though the boss all got burnt up already or got lost, still you can make a Torah from the chelev. Good, so the Maraskech on chelev. That's good, Mamash the chelev. What about the Yosera Sakovin, the top part of the liver? Or Shtei Kloyas, the two kidneys? Minolon, that's not called Chelev. How do you know just burning? These are also part of the Emurim. These are also part of the animal that's burnt on the Mizbeach. How do you know the burning of these two things, even though it's not called Chelev, it's also called the Gurak Torah? And the Gemara, Heichi Yarmina de Zakinan, how do we know that these things are good? It's enough to say you could make a Zerikas Adam. So he says, I have a Raya from the Din of the Mishnah Gufam. But it's Braisa. Midiktoni, the Braisa ended off to say, that you know where it's no good, uve mincha, even though you have the mincha left over, alpha pisha kula kayamis lo yizrak. In other words, when you had this, you had the dam of the carbon, and the whole meat and fat got burnt up, and the only thing that's left over is only the mincha, that's what's no good. So it's a deal. Mincha udaloi. It's only no good because the only thing left over was the mincha. Avo yosera sakovit. But at the top part, the top lobe of the liver is left over. Ushteya kloyas and the two kidneys left over, shapadami. So it's mashal, this b'raisa gufa. The only time it's no good is everything got lost. Only the mincha is left over, that's no good. Because the mincha is not part of the korban. Mashal, if any part of the korban is left over, it would be good. So the more we know, how do we know this? We have, so good, you bring in a raya, but how do I know this? Marab yechanon di dey omar. Omar Kro, the Pasuk says, L'reach Nichoyach, with Ashen Kol Shah Tamala, L'reach Nichoyach. Anything you're burning for the sake of giving Nachas Ruach to Kodesh Baruch Hu is good. So when you burn the Shteya Kloyas and the Yisrael Sakov, it's also for that purpose. So the Mar of Yitzchok L'michtav, Chelev Yitzchok L'michtav, Reach Nichoyach. I need both Sukkim. That Chelev is good, and the Yisrael Sakov is also good. Because the Rachamon and Chelev Torah would have joined and said the word Chelev, however, I would have thought, Chelevin, only fats have you burned, that's good. Yisrael Sakov, Shteya Kloyas, Loy. Maybe that's not called like fast, that's not so good. Kos rachmon al reach nichoyach. Eat anything. Because rachmon al reach nichoyach, avimino, fakir. Kol oil al reach nichoyach. Vi afilo mincha, I would have thought anything that's being burnt. Even the mincha is also good. It's the case where you have this dam, you made a shchita, they made the kabbalah sadam, and then all of a sudden the whole rest of the animal got lost, or got burnt up. But you have the mincha left over. What do you do with the mincha? There's a kamitza. You take a handful and you burn it. So since there's a pot put on the mizbeach, maybe that's also called the reach nichoyach. Because rachmona chelev, that's what the Torah says, no chelev. You have to have something left over from the goof of the korban itself. It has to be something like fat. But what type? Na lav dafka fat mamish. Anything left over, even the shteya kloyes. And the aseret hakavod is also good. That's how we know pshat in Yeshua. And our Mishnah Yelchura goes like Yeshua. So the Mishnah writes, Nit mukal. Let's say everybody in Klai Yisrael became tummy. This era Pesach. Oy rubai. Or else Ro with the cow became tummy. Or Yishroya Kanim Tmeim. Or else no, even though all the Bailam were Torah, but just all the Kanim and the base of Mitish were Tmeim, is about Kal Torim, even though all the cow, the whole Tzibu was Torah, just the Kanim were Tmeim, is Alocha Yaseh Betumah. That's the cloud that a Korban Pesach is allowed to be brought Betumah. If Ro Tzibur, or else all the Kanim are Tmei, you're allowed to bring the Korban Pesach Betumah. What about Nitmo Miyot HaKal? Only a meat, not the roi, the meat of the cow, God became tummy. And is alochem ha'atoyim moisim esorishim. The people that are tor, they bring korban pesach rishon. The atmeyim, the meat, the small amount of people that are tummy, oisim esosheni. That's the loch. The Torah says there's a pesach sheni. That roi's people were tor, they made a pesach rishon. So you few people that are tummy, you have to bring first korban sheni. Tana rabbonim. Harei shoyu Yisrael tumeyim ukanim ukli sharas torim. The Yisraelim, all the Bailim were tumey, but the kanim were tor. Oy shoyu Yisrael torim, not the Yisrael were torim. The kanim ukli sharas tumeyim. The afidlu Yisrael ukanim torim. Even if the Yisraelim and all the kanim also tor. Just ukli sharas tumeyim. All the knives, every single shaychet knife was tumey that year. Is alochi yaseh betumah. Still, you're allowed to bring the korban betumah now. Why? Shen korban si becholik. There's no such thing. Once you say that this cold tzibur is tummy, you're allowed to bring a betumah, everybody's allowed to bring a betumah. Even the people that are tor are also allowed to bring a betumah. Now, Omer Rav Chisda, we're only talking about where this knife touched the mace. If the knife touched the mace, then we say, what type of tumor is there on the mace, on the knife? The Rachmon Omer, the Torah says, bechalal cheriv, that when you touch your mace, that when a metal thing that touches your mace, we dash in cheriv, harayuk echalal. The knife, a metal that touches the mace, has the same aloch like the mace himself. So, melo, the knife now becomes an avhatumah. When the koyin touches the knife, they become a tamal gavram. So, the koyin has to become tummy. So, in order to bring this korban pesach this year, the koyin have to be tummy. So, since the koyin is tummy, that's called the korban is brought betumah. The mikorakim is the avidom, betumah saguf, the korban is kamas avidom. When the Kohen brought this Korban, the Kohen himself was Tomei, and the Loch is usually a Kohen that's Tomei, if he does the Avodah, there's a Chi of Koris, but here, since it's a Korban Sibur, you're allowed to bring it even Betumah. Avo nitma sakim Betumah Sheretz. Let's say the knife only tossed the Sheretz, that's all. So the knife is only Rishon Betumah. The boss ruled him a Tomei. When you shech now with this knife, it only makes the meat Tomei, but not the Kohen. The Tamilay, Legavra Lay Matamilay. But the person, the Kohen, does not become Tommy. Because since the knife is only a Rishon Tum, it's not Matam of the person. Is Mela Torium of it. The Locher is only a Torah digger person can bring this Korban.
All right, we'll continue next tape. Yeah, start the Mishnah and the fine test. Nitmo Kahal. If the whole Klal Yisrael was Tommy. Now, the Kahal here means the people that are going to bring the Korban Pesach. If the people that are in Yerushalayim about to bring the Korban Pesach, or that could bring it, if everybody is Tomei, Oy Ruba, or else no Rova them, the majority of them are Tomei, Oy Shoye Kahanim Tomei, or else just the Kahanim were Tomei, Va'akal Torim, and the whole Kahal was Tor, is a Locha Yasa Betumah. In these cases, you have a right to bring the Korban Pesach Betumah. What about Nitmo Miyatakal, if only a few people were Tomei? Then Haturim Oysim Es Rishon, that's the cloud, the Torah digger person, he brings the Korban on the first Pesach Rishon. The Atameyim Oysim Es Sheni. There's a law that the Atameyim are pushed off the Pesach Sheni. Where there's a Miyat, only a few people that are Tomei, so they're pushed off the Pesach Sheni. And the Rov that are Torah brings the Pesach Rishon, the Tairim. Rosh Hashanah Rabbonim, Harei Shoy Yisrael Tomeim, if the Klai Yisrael was Tomei, or Kahanam Klishar was Torim. So then these are cases that you could bring the Korban Betumah. Because the Yisrael, the Bailam are Tomei. Or Yishoye Yisrael Torim, or else no, the Bailam, the Yisrael are Torim. For the Kahanim and Klisharis Tomei. But the Kahanim and the Klisharis, the knife that had to use, was Tomei. So also you could bring a Betumah because all the Kahanim were Tomei, so this Korban had to be brought Betumah. The Afilu Yisrael Ukanim Torim, even if the Yisraelim and the Kahanim are all Tor. For the Klisharis Tomei. But the knife that the Kohen has to use is Tomei, still Yasta Betumah. It's called the Kohen becomes Tomei. So a Talmudic, a person is doing the Avodah, it's called the Korban Betumah, it could be brought Betumah. Shein Korban Si Becholik, that's the Klal. You don't have a Korban Si Becholik, it means once you have a right to bring a Betumah, everybody's allowed to bring a Betumah. We don't say the Talmudic, a person has to bring a Betairah, and the Talmudic, a person Betumah. Once there's a Heter to bring the Korban Betumah, everybody's allowed to bring a Betumah. Omer Rav Chisda, Loishonu Loishnitma Sakim Betumah Meis. That that he say, if the knife alone is Tomei, then it's called the Korban brought Betumah, that's only if the knife touched the mace. The Rachmon Oma Bechalal Cherev, the Chiddush HaPosuk, Cherev Horeik HaChalal, that if a metal touches a mace, the metal, the knife, gets a loch like the mace itself. So the knife now is an Av HaTumah. The Kormatama LeGavra, and when the Koyin touches the knife, the Koyin becomes Tomei. So Mela, it's a Tomadik Koyin doing the Avodah. The Mikora Kimisavid, when the Kohen does the Avodah, Betumah Saguf, the Koros Komesavid. He's doing the Avodah even though he has a Tumah Saguf on him, which is a Chi of Koros, either for him to do the Avodah or to eat the meat. If the person himself is Tomei and he does the Avodah, there's a Chi of Koros. So the Kohen that's doing this Korban, he himself is Tomei. So once he's allowed to do it,
So pshita is called a korban brought betuma, that everybody's allowed to do it betuma, and the bailam could also eat it even though they're tummy. But what about nitma sakim betuma sheretz? Let's say the knife only touched the sheretz, that's all. The boser hu demetama. Now the knife that touched the sheretz, so the knife itself becomes a rishon tuma. Hey, the sheretz is an avat tuma. If the knife touches it, the knife is only a rishon tuma. The loch of a rishon is, it's not metama person, it could only metama the boser. So when the kohen uses this knife, when the kohen touches the knife, the kohen is still tor. The only thing that's tummy is only the meat. The meat becomes tummy. The boser hu demetamalei, legavra le metamalei. But the knife now does not metame the kohen. Obviously, in such a case, Rav Chisda holds that tohurim of it. No, only a Torah dika person or the kohanim are allowed to bring this carbon pesach. Abetumeyim lo yovid. But if a Yisrael that's mamish has a tumas aguf on him, he's not allowed to bring the pesach now. He has to wait to pesach sheni. Why? What's the difference? I, this year, know everybody that's going to eat the meat is the hechel going to be over in Aveirom because the meat is tummy. So because the knife touched the meat and the knife was metame the meat. So what's the difference if the meat is tummy or the people are tummy? He holds a throw like this. Mutav yoicha betumas bosav alav. If the meat is tummy true, a tordika person that eats the meat right now, he's only over alav. There's only a lav not to eat meat that's tummy. If he himself is tummy, a person that's tummy, if he's going to eat bosa kachim now, there's a chi of chorus, shuba chorus. So you have no right to be over the chi of chorus. He says, it's enough to say the knife now that touched the meat, the knife made the meat tummy. So there's a lav not to eat the meat, that's all. So if Torim bring the carbon pesach, they're only over lav. You want to tell me now a person that's tummy, he could also bring the carbon? No. Since he's tummy, if he eats the meat now, there'll be a chiyuv koris. We're not mata the chiyuv koris. There's no dechuyah on the chiyuv koris. Alma, what do you see? Ksav Rav Chisda, tuma dechuyah hi betzibur. Not that we say when the carbon tzibur is tummy, you're allowed to bring this only, but chuyah means bedoichik, if you have no other way out. So here you have a way out. Just what happened here? The knife itself was tummy, had a tumah, it was a rishon tumah. When the kohen shechs the meat now, the meat becomes tummy. So true, whoever eats the meat this year, it should have been over lav. But we say no, tumu dechuyah betzibur, so everybody's allowed to eat this meat. But who? Only people that are Torah. Because if you're Torah and the meat is tummy, there's only a lav, that's all. So what's dechuyah this year is to be over the lav. Mashenken, if you're a Talmudic person, you're goof, now if you go eat this meat, you'll be over the chiyuv koris. For the chiyuv koris is no dechuyah. You don't have to be over the chiyuv koris this year. So now we tell the tumayim, don't bring the pesach rishon, go to pesach sheni. The chenam of Yitzchok tumah dechuyah betzibur. That tumah is only dechuyah. That means when we can get out not to do it betumah, don't do it betumah. For Rava holds no. Afilo tumayim na miyavdi. Even this year, even the tumayim dika people, that when they eat this meat, there should have been a chiyuv koris. Still, it's mutter for them to bring this korban. My time away. He says the pasuk says like this. Like we're saying, the two different isurim. There's one isur for a Torah dika person not to eat the meat of kachim that's tumay. And there's another chiyuv koris, if your tummy, your body is tummy, you can't eat the meat. Now, Rava holds the psukim atoli zeb zeh. Whenever you have one issa, you have the other issa. Whenever you don't have one issa, you don't have the other issa. That's Rava's svara. Rava Ramar afilu tumeyim nami yavdi. Even here, even though only the meat is tummy, but since the meat is tummy, and there's a hectic teeth this year, the meat is tummy, so the people that are tummy, they could also eat the meat. Why? My timer. The pasuk says, that's a lav. Anytime the meat of kachim touched the tomatika thing, so the meat is tomei, there's a lav for anybody not to eat it. A kohen, a Yisrael has a lav not to eat it. That ba'esh yisog is supposed to burn it. Now the next part of the pasuk says, who's allowed to eat the meat? Only a person that's tor. Mashm, if you're tomei, a new iser, you're not allowed to eat meat that's tomei. Pchal, you can't eat meat. If you're tummy, you can't eat meat. The only time you're allowed to eat bosa kachim, if you're tor. If you're tummy, there's a posse that says the chi of karis. So Rabbi Dash is like this. Has any time there's a heter for you to eat the tummy to meat? Like this year, this carbon pesach. Now what happened here? The knife was a tummy sheretz. The knife touched the sheretz. Therefore, the knife is a rishon l'tumah. When the kohen shechs the meat, shechs the animal, the meat automatically becomes a shein l'tumah. So whoever eats the meat this year, there's a lav not to eat this tomatik meat. Still we say, since it's a carbon tzibur, you're allowed to do it. So this year, you're allowed to be over this lav, you're allowed to eat the meat that's tummy. So he says, kol hecha, any time that you don't say this lav, not to eat the meat that's tummy, the same thing, like Karina, but we don't have the other iser, v'yabosa kol tor yoichabosa. We don't have this iser to say that only a Torah-drinking person can eat the meat. No, even though you're tummy, you're also allowed to eat the meat. Hey, since this year, you're allowed to eat the tummy to eat, so this Yehua then, if you're tummy, you're also allowed to eat the meat. Of the kolheicha the Karin and Bay, but a normal time, not by a carbon seber. So we say, regular kutchim. There there's a lav. The Torah says that any time this meat touched something tummy, that the meat is tummy, there's a lav, you're not allowed to eat this meat. So any time there's a lav not to eat the meat, is Karin and Bay. Then we also have the other ism from the habosar. Whenever you have bosar kutchim, who is allowed to eat it? Kol tor yecha bosar. Only a Torah-drinking person could eat it. But someone that's tummy is not allowed to eat it. So Boshin, according to Rav, he holds like Tumah is Hutra B'tzibur. So anytime there's a heter to do any type of an Issa by Tumah, by a Korban Tzibur, we say the whole Issa Tumah goes up. So even though this year only the meat was Tumah, and Rav people were Tor, still we say, since everybody's going to have to be over the Issa of eating Tumah Dika meat, so this called Tumah, which is Hutra B'tzibur, it's Hutra Lagamri. Even the people that are Tadu Tumah Saguf, they're also allowed to eat the meat this year. That's Rav's Sor. Itma. So far the Mishnah says, what's the loch is, that if you have everybody is Tomei Pesach Rishon, Pasha the Yisrael, let's say, or else Roiva Klai Yisrael is Tomeiim, the loch is your ladder bring the carbon betumah. So that's called Tumah, a carbon sivos brought betumah. What about if only a miyat, a small amount of people with Tomei? Then the loch is that the Torim, they bring Pesach Rishon, and the few people that are Tomei, they're pushed off to Pesach Sheni. Itma, we learned like this. What do you do with 50-50? Mice, it's very hard to know this, but Louis Tzuri could tell this. The Adamamish go down, take a good count of every single Yid that was there, and there's only the Yidin that are in Yerushalayim are going to bring a Korban Pesach. Hey, the people that are Rechaikim far away are not in this count. We're talking about the Yidin that are here in Yerushalayim that are ready and should be bringing Pesach Sheni, Pesach Rishon. Now they went and counted them, they found out that Mamish, 50% of them were Torim, and 50% of the Tumayim. What's the locha? Our Mishnah doesn't say. Our Mishnah Sofer only says that if Rov, most of them are Tomei, then they could bring Pesach Rishon B'tumah. If a meat, a small amount is Tomei, then the Tzibur brings the carbon B'tayra Pesach Rishon, and the Tumayim have to be pushed off to Pesach Sheni. What about if it's 50-50? So Machlokes. Rav Oma Machza Machza Kerov. Rav says, even here, 50% is also called like Rav, like majority. We'll soon see what that means. Rav Karna Rama, Machta Machta, 50-50, ain't a Rav. No, it's not like a Rav. What's the lochis? Rav Rama, Machta Machta, Rav. Rav says 50-50% is called like Rav. What does that mean? Halalu Waisam Liatzman. That means the people that are Tahor, Badaf, have to bring a Torah Dika carbon. They can't bring a Batami. Because since 50% are Tahor, it's considered like Rav Atahor. If Rove people are Tor, they have to bring the Korban Badafka B'tayram. They have to make sure the knife is Tor, and the Kain is Tor, and they're Tor. But the other 50% of the people that are Tumayim, they're also allowed to bring the Korban Rishon. Because since Macht is called like Rove, they have the right to say, we're Rove Akla Yisrael. And when Rove Akla Yisrael is Tumayim, the Loch is they're allowed to bring a Pesach Rishon, even though they're Tumayim. So Rav says we have two categories of Yidin bringing this carbon, Pesach Rishon. There's 50% bringing it a Tyron and 50% bringing it a Tumayim. Tumayim. Each one is called like a Rav. We have Kan Oma, no. Machza Machza ain't a Kerov. It's not like a Rav. Therefore, Tohoirim, Oisim, Eser Rishon. The people that are Torah, Pshita, they have to do Pesach Rishon. Or Tumayim, the 50% that are Tumayim, they're considered like a Miyat. They're not like the Rav. So that's the Mishnah says. Anytime you have a Miyat, the small amount of people that are Tomei, they're pushed off to Pesach Sheni. That's the first Pshat of Kana. Poshid, that the people that are Tor make Pesach Rishon, and the people, the 50% that are Tomei, are pushed off to Pesach Sheni. Igadi Amri, another Loshin of Kana is like this. Igadi Amri, something like this. This is what Rav Kana meant to say. Omer of Kana, Machza Machza in a Kerov. True. 50-50 is not considered like a Rav. Neither of them is the majority. So what's the locha therefore? Tohoire Moisim Eser Rishon. That's Trita. The people that are Torah, they bring Pesach Rishon right now, they're Torah. Abu Tumayim, the 50%